We're here on KS95, and we're getting ready for high school volleyball tonight as Audubon takes on St. Albert. And Molly Lang, head coach for the Wheelers, joins me now. And, Coach, how do you feel about your team coming into this playoff matchup with the Saints?
You know, I feel like we're playing our best volleyball right now. So I think we're pretty confident going into tonight's matchup.
What stood out the most in a four-set win over Woodbine? The Tigers are pretty solid, but you were solider.
Yes. I was really impressed with how scrappy we were. I thought that we really controlled pace really well against them. You know, on paper, we looked pretty similar, but I also knew our strength of schedule was a little bit tougher. And I was hoping that just that, you know, us being able to play a quicker pace or kind of could set the tone a little bit. And I thought we did that really well.
Abby Wanzer, she been playing in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, how important is it to have her back, and how has she helped, and how has her role changed, or what has her role been since she's returned from her injury, and how has that affected the team?
You know, it's key to have her back. You know, she's missed about a third of our games due to injury or illness. And she's just such a solid presence in the middle. I would love to get her going a little bit more offensively, but defensively it's second to none. I mean, just having her block up there and her court presence, and just, again, to be able to have that offensive threat is huge. You know, even since she's been back, she's had some key matches. On last Monday against Heartland Christian, I thought she played a really, really just an outstanding match, and just having her energy too. She's kind of a firecracker, and just awesome to have her back on the court with us.
I mean, obviously the offense goes through Harlow Miller first, but I mean, it's amazing how many spots on the court that she can score from. You know, how does that work with her? Either she's on the back line, front line, doesn't matter, midline, diagonal line, any kind of line you put out there, she can score from.
Yeah, definitely. You know, just I say all the time how lucky we are to have Harlow on our team, and her and Anna both, you know, those two are best friends, and they've had such a great connection even when they were really little. So it's fun to see that play on the court. Anna just kind of has a sixth sense for always knowing where Harlow's at. And just, again, Harlow's volleyball IQ, she can, like you said, put it literally anywhere on the court. And she does so either with such power or with such great ball control that it's just a nice soft placement of knowing just where the defense is. And out of system too, you know, it's nice if we are really out of system, you know, past even like 15 feet out or so, then we can still use her in the back row, and we still are able to offensively be a threat.
So what is the strength for St. Albert that you will have to deal with?
You know, like looking at them on film, they're just a solid team all the way around, which is kind of what I expected going in. You know, just their ball control is second to none. They move really well. I feel like if we can stay in system, I feel like we can compete really, really well. But we'll have to get them moving and scrambling a little bit more because that's something that I don't think that they're used to.
So, I mean, how do you get them to do that?
I think we have to play with power, and we have to play, again, just we have to be in system. Our passing has to be with precision, and we have to be scrappy defensively. I think their ball control is good enough that they're going to be able to tip, push, roll a little bit more than maybe some of the power shots that we see. I would say they're probably a pretty similar team to like a Trainer or a Missouri Valley in that way, and which I know we can compete with, but we have to be playing consistently defensively at a pretty high level.
How about play at the net? I mean, if it comes down to some battles there, blocking wise, and controlling where those blocks are going, how do you feel about that and how that's going to shake down?
You know, overall pretty good. I feel like we match up well with them at the net. I feel like they have a little more finesse, where maybe we're a little bit more power at times. And just blocking matchups, I feel pretty confident with. Thankful they're an athletic team, and they're, you know, 5'7", 5'8", maybe 5'9", a little bit, but we're not necessarily seeing six footers across the net. So that also is helpful for us.
And I mean, what do you see overall as your keys in this match to try and move on? I mean, nobody's probably expecting you to win. You're going to be playing the underdog role, and sometimes that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, no, we talked about that yesterday. You know, both these next two matchups, probably with East Mills and in that regional final, you know, I feel confident with, and I also feel like I like being in that underdog role with both of these teams. And for us, we just have to play consistently at our level, where we're playing clean. We're playing aggressive. You know, we're not playing tight. We're just really playing loose and having fun with it. You know, there's moments of every single match that I see us look that way. We just have to make sure that we do that from 0 to 25 and for 3 to 5 sets.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck tonight against St. Albert. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Molly Lang, head coach for Audubon Volleyball, joining us here on KS95.